Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Edward Ramond. What was the trigger to stop trastuzumab, and do you think that's the same trigger that should be used right now in a non-protocol setting?
Well, I think that that'll be published in the paper, of course, and I think that, in my feeling, it would be risky to keep going with trastuzumab in an adjuvant therapy setting if you're getting significant decreases in ejection fraction while you're giving the drug.
Anything more specific? Because the protocol itself called for, it was a little bit more complicated than that. It depended on what the actual
right.
value was.
You know, this is something that we actually angsted a lot about when we first started, because I thought to myself when the trial was being written, I thought, what if I have my patients in this trial? What if I have a young woman who's an athlete? Suppose I have a distance runner, and she has an ejection fraction of 75%. And she gets HER2-positive breast cancer. Am I going to let her lose a third of her cardiac function before I say enough is enough in a clinical trial if she's got, you know, now you have to put this in context. Does she have 25 positive nodes? Does she have one positive node? This is all the clinical judgments that are going to have to apply here. And on the other hand, you know, if I have somebody who has an ejection fraction of 52% and the lower limit of normal is 50%, and the margin of error is plus or minus 5%. If she comes back and has a next ejection fraction is 49% and she's below the lower limit of normal, am I going to write a rule that says, no, she can't get Herceptin anymore when it's only changed by 3%? So how could we do something that would take into account not only what the measured ejection fraction is and whether it's normal or abnormal, but also how much has it changed from where we started? And that's where we came up with this 2x2 table that basically was a guide on how to protect the women in the trial. And I think that it's worked pretty well.
Can you talk a little bit more about how that works, the 2x2 table?
Yeah. Basically, we get the baseline ejection fraction. If the ejection fraction drops by 15% or more, by up to 15%, but the ejection fraction after AC is still normal, if it's more than 15%, then we didn't give trastuzumab. Those patients, even though they were randomized to trastuzumab, never got a single dose. And then if the ejection fraction dropped below normal, then we didn't give them trastuzumab after AC. Then we measured it. If they had a normal ejection fraction that had not changed by more than 15%, then we gave them trastuzumab after AC. The next measurement point was after paclitaxel. And there, if it had dropped by more than 10% and was below
actually
normal.
That was actually paclitaxel trastuzumab.
Trastuzumab, yeah, the combination. So if they were below normal there and had a change from their baseline, not from the post-AC, but from their baseline, of more than 10%, then we stopped it. And I actually had a patient where I did that. She was below normal. She had an ejection fraction of 48% at the end of paclitaxel. And I stopped it then, and I felt very, you know, I said, okay, we're going to do fine. But then she had another scheduled MUGA scan 3 months after that. And at that point, her ejection fraction had actually dropped more, and it was down to like 40%. So I was very glad that I stopped it at that point. And so she's doing much better now. But, you know, that kind of gave me pause.
What about restarting trastuzumab in patients that you stop because of drops?
Yeah, the way we built it in the actual study is that if it fell outside those parameters, we would just repeat it in another month. And if it fell into an acceptable range, if it showed some recovery after a month, then we restarted the trastuzumab. And that was done in some of the patients in the protocol. I don't know the exact number right now, but some of the patients did recover, you know, with a break from trastuzumab, and then we were able to continue it.